And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 6th of June, 2012. It's the birthday of the man who said, "A writer is someone for whom writing is more difficult than it is for other people." Thomas Mann, born in Lübeck, Germany, 1875, author of Buddenbrooks, Mario and the Magician, Dr. Faustus. It's the birthday of the poet Maxine Kilman, born in Philadelphia, 1925. Took up writing poetry seriously when she was in her 30s, in the middle of her third pregnancy. She said, "The grit of discontent, the acute misery of early and uninformed motherhood worked under my skin to force out the writer." She's written many poems about her farm in New Hampshire, especially in the book Up Country, Poems of New England. Kilman said, "My poetry is pretty much centered in New England, but more poetry of people and animals than of landscape. I suppose it could be called pastoral, but not a romanticized pastoral. It has real manure in it and real rain and real anguish and loss, just as much as it has some of the sunny hours." It was on this day, 1949, George Orwell's novel 1984 was published, beginning with the line, "It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. He wrote most of the novel on the island of Jura in the Scottish Hebrides. It was raining most of the time. He kept on with the book, even as he became more and more ill with tuberculosis, and died in 1950, less than a year after the book was published. It's the birthday of Pushkin, Alexander Pushkin, born Moscow, 1799. Died at the age of 38, but in his brief life worked in nearly every literary form. His masterpiece was the verse novel Eugene Onegin, about a man who kills his friend in a duel. Pushkin died in a duel. He was married to Natalia Goncharova, the most beautiful woman in Russia. She had many admirers, and one of her suitors was so persistent that Pushkin finally challenged him to a duel and died of his wounds 2 days later. It was on this date, 1889, the Great Seattle Fire destroyed downtown Seattle. Started in the basement of a cabinet shop on the corner of Front and Madison. A pot of glue was sitting on top of a stove. The glue caught fire. Over 18 hours, the blaze wiped out the downtown district and the waterfront. And a year later, Seattle had nearly been rebuilt. All the construction jobs sparked a population boom, and it grew from a town of 25,000 into a city of 40,000. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, To Waiting. You spend so much of your time expecting to become someone else, always someone who will be different, someone to whom a moment, whatever moment it may be, at last has come and who has been met and transformed into no longer being you, and so has forgotten you. Meanwhile, in your life, you hardly notice the world around you, lights changing, sirens dying along the buildings, your eyes intent on a sight you do not see yet, not yet there, as long as you are only yourself, with whom, as you recall, you were never happy to be left alone for long." To Waiting, poem by W.S. Merwin, from Present Company, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off, available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.